Well, good morning, folks, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and I hope everyone's having a good weekend. I know it's going to be a good weekend for old Luke because I'm starting it off right with some Western swing and other things. Sometimes it's kind of hard for me to shift over. I get to start listening to all this good music, then I have to shift my brain over and start talking about hunting and fishing and the outdoors with you folks, but I believe I can get it done this week. I'll tell you what, you know, hunting seasons are coming up, even big game seasons like antelope, one of the first ones, coming up right around the corner here, and a lot of us are thinking about sighting in, you know, getting our rifles and our bows and everything tuned up and ready for the upcoming months ahead. It's, you know, it'll be time to put some meat in the freezer before very much longer. And let's talk about sighting in a rifle. And if you're an old experienced hunter, like I know a lot of you are, well, maybe this might be a little bit different technique for you for sighting your rifles in. It's really a technique that started in hunting camps. It's a one-shot sight in, if you will. Now, I don't adhere to just one shot and then you're ready to go hunt big game. You need to do a lot of shooting. But here's one way to get you real close, really quick, without using a lot of ammo during the sighting process. First you need to be bore sighted. Make sure you're pretty close, or if you feel like you're lying pretty good, your scope and your barrel, go ahead and go out to 100 yards. If not, start at 50 and get you a good rest. If you've got a vise to put your rifle in, we're talking rifles now, put your rifle in a vise. If not, just sandbag it down real good where it's really solid. Get you a really good rest and say, let's start at 50 yards. Go ahead and put your target up. Zero your, you know, put your crosshairs right on your bullseye, whatever you're going to be aiming at, and take a shot. Now, if you're real steady, you know, you should be, this works in theory, and usually it works every time in practice. Take that shot, and you might have to go down and use a marker, mark it, you know, black where you can see it on white paper really well. You may not have to do that. But make sure it's visible that where your bullet hit through your scope. And then simply crank your scope crosshairs to line up with that mark, that one bullet hit. Now, that will, in theory, if everything worked perfectly, that would put you, your next shot, honestly, will be real close to that bullseye. Aim at the bullseye again, and that's really just aligned to your crosshairs to where your shot was going. So take another couple of three shots there, and you should be very, very close to your bullseye with the one-shot sight-in method. So, you know, it's I don't recommend it for just, say, take one shot and then go hunt big game. That's not what I'm saying. But by adjusting your crosshairs to where that first bullet strikes and then going back and aiming, using your bullseye as an aiming point, you'll be very, very close. Now, go out. I like to go out to 100 yards. Most of our scopes are quarter-minute angle. Go out to 100 yards and shoot a group. Shoot a three-shot string. Now, you're already pretty well sighted in with this one-shot thing. You're going to be on the paper, and you're probably, if everything was real steady during this process, you're probably going to be on the bullseye at 100. But you may want to shoot it in, say, an inch high. Just remember that four clicks on your scope, on your vertical or horizontal wires, four clicks at 100 yards equals 1 inch. Quarter minute of angle, that's what we're dealing with. So say, for instance, you're shooting down 4 inches low and you need to bring your point of impact up. 4 times 4 is 16. It's at 100 yards. Crank 16 clicks and it'll put you right in there. I thought that would be interesting for us to talk about, folks. I was wondering if I'd have enough time to really go into it in depth, and I think I've pretty well covered it for you, but that's a pretty good way to sight in. We are out of time. I tell you what, let's do. Let's get back to some Western swing and other things, and my foot's already tapped. Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.